Hello everyone, welcome to the Orange Journal podcast. I am your host, L. Alex, and today on our show, I'll be talking about the island of Comoros. But before I go down into details, I want to just tell you that we have other episodes similar to this. You can check that out. And also, if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, you can subscribe so that when I post other episodes on this particular country journey, you'll be the first to listen to it. All right. So in this episode, I'll be talking about Comoros as a whole and then wrap it up with interesting things or interesting facts I find about the island of Comoros. Officially, the Union of the Comoros. It is an island country in the Indian Ocean located at the northern end of the Mozambique Channel off the eastern coast of Africa. It shares maritime border with Madagascar and the French region of Mayotte to the southeast, Tanzania to the northwest, Mozambique to the west, and the Seychelles to the northeast. The capital and largest city in Comoros is Moroni. The religion of the majority of the population and the official state religion is Sunni Islam. As a member of the Arab League, the Comoros is the only country in the Arab world which is entirely in the Southern Hemisphere. It is also a member of the African Union, the Organisation Internationale de Francophone, the Organisation of Islamic Cooperation, and the Indian Ocean Commission. The Union of Comoros has three official languages, Comoronian, French and Arabic. At about 1,861 kilometers square, excluding the contested island of Mayotte, the Comoros is the fourth smallest African nation by area. The population, excluding Mayotte, is estimated at about 832,322 as of 2018. As a nation formed at a crossroad of different civilizations, the archipelago is noted for its diverse culture and history. The sovereign state is an archipelago consisting of three major islands and numerous smaller islands, all in the volcanic Comoros Island. The major islands are commonly known by their French names. At the northwesternmost part of the country, you have the Grand de Comoros, and we have Moheli and Ajun. In addition, the country has a claim on a fourth island, which is located at the southeasternmost part, which is called Mayotte. Though Mayotte voted against independence from France in 1974, it has never been administered by an independent Comoros government and continued to be administered by France, currently as an overseas department. France has vetoed United Nations Security Council resolution that would have affirmed Comoros or Comoronian sovereignty over this island, but it's kind of disputed. In addition, Mayotte became an overseas department and a region of France in 2011 following a referendum passed overwhelmingly in support of staying with the French. The archipelago was settled by Bantu speakers who came from East Africa, Arabs as well as Austronesian. It then became part of the French colonial empire during the 19th century before becoming independent in 1975. Since declaring independence, the country has experienced more than 20 coup d'etat attempts, with various heads of states assassinated. Along with this constant political instability, the population of Comoros live with the worst income inequality of any nation, with a Gini coefficient over 60%, while also ranking in the worst quartile on the Human Development Index. As of 2008, about half of the population live below poverty line of $1.25. French insular region of Mayotte, which is the most prosperous territory in the Mozambique Channel, is a major destination for migrants from the independent islands. So that is all for giving a brief overview or introduction on the Union of Comoros. So now I'll be moving down to talk about interesting facts about the island of Comoros. Alright, so I'll be talking on the interesting facts about the Comoros. So there are many interesting facts about Comoros, but I'll just touch on little I can. The first to be the country was colonized by French, which I've said before, from 1888 to 1975, and they got their independence on 6th July 1975. Okay, and also two is the island is a home to one of the world's most active volcano, and it's located in on Mount Katala in Nzazija, and that should be the highest point in the country. All right. Another one is the official language of the Union of Comoros is French, Comoronian, and Arabic. I've mentioned it before. That means every citizen should at least speak 2 to 3 different languages. I mean, so they are bilingual, you understand? So the country is the 27th smallest country by land size in the world, and Africa's 4th smallest country, with a total area of around 2,235 square kilometers. And this different from the one I called earlier, but currently I included Mayotte, but excluding Mayotte is a normal figure I've called earlier. Now the country has on the flag of Comoros you see 5 colors. Each color represents something. The green represents Islam, which is prominent religion in the country. Yellow represents the island of Moheli. The white represents the island of Mayotte, which is disputed, which is a French department or territory, you know, department. While the red represents the island of Anjoun, and the blue represents the island of Ngazida. Okay, I said something about the coup earlier. It's an interesting fact to me. Why will an African country, an island for that matter, with 20 coups? The island is just too small to witness coup up to that extent. Okay, and the country practices a federal presidential system of government, and which the president is rotational among the islands. So this island would rule for a term, then it goes to the next island, and that is how it's rotational. Actually, it really happens in most African countries where the administrative position is rotational. So that is all for this episode. Thank you very much for listening to the end. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe wherever platform you're listening to us from. Please subscribe and keep up to date. Thank you very much, and stay safe.